Thank you, Dr. Rodriguez. It is my honor to stand here and address those of you who are standing and those of you who are seated. I must tell you that I stand here emotionally because I realize that I have a deep chill, not because of the weather, but a deep chill because I understand that where I stand and where you sit and where you stand, that Dr. King walked this walk. You may recall January the 19th, 1968, that Dr. King walked to this building, Ahern, and delivered what would be his final speech at a university. So I stand here with a lot of emotions about this day. The legacy of a king. Dr. Martin Luther King's legacy began in 1929 when the doctor spanked his butt and he breathed air into this nation. Allow me to give the context of my brief remarks with a quote from the lips of he whom we honor this afternoon. And I quote, "I am in Birmingham because injustice is here. I am in Birmingham because injustice is here." End of quote. Those of us who are old enough and those who are students of history will recall in the 1960s, the early 60s, that Dr. Martin Luther King was wrongfully in prison for 5 days in Birmingham, Alabama, because he fought and demonstrated against an injustice of a people. In fact, he fought for injustice of any people. Let me quote what he said. "Now I realize that there are those all over who are telling us that we must slow down, but we cannot afford to slow down. We have a moral obligation to press on. We have our self-respect to maintain. But more than any, we cannot afford to slow down because we have a love for America and a love for the democratic way of life. We must keep moving. We must keep moving." End of quote. In his words, during I Have a Dream speech, Dr. King said, "I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men and women are created equal." The legacy of this king is that he inspired a nation into a consciousness in order for a dream to become alive, in order for a dream to be a reality. I say to you, those who stand here and those who sit, I say unapologetically that we all have a responsibility to fulfill the meaning of this nation's creed. When Dr. King spoke of his children in his I Have a Dream speech, he said, "I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by what? The color of their skin, but by the content of what? Their character." Don't we all understand that Dr. King really meant those words when he talked about his children? But do we not also understand that he did only not mean his children? He meant all of us. He meant all of us. To reflect on Dr. Martin Luther King's legacy, I want to read to you the remarks from Dr. Benjamin E. Mays, President Emeritus at Morehouse College, where Dr. King was a scholar under Dr. Mays' tutelage. In part, Dr. Mays said, God called the grandson of a slave on his father's side and the grandson of a man born during the Civil War on his mother's side and said to him, Martin Luther, speak to America about war and peace. Speak to America about social justice and racial discrimination. Speak to America about its obligation to the poor. And speak to America about nonviolence. Dr. Mays continued by saying, let it be thoroughly understood that our deceased brother did not embrace nonviolence out of fear or cowardice. Moral courage was one of his noblest virtues. As Mahatma Gandhi challenged the British Empire without a sword, he won. Martin Luther King challenged the interracial injustice of his country without a gun. He had faith to believe that he would win the battle for social justice. Mays continued, I make bold to assert that it took more courage for Martin Luther to practice nonviolence than it took his assassin to fire the fatal shot. The assassin was a coward. He committed a disastrous deed and fled. When Martin Luther disobeyed an unjust law, he suffered the consequences of his actions. He never ran away, and he never begged for mercy. He believed with all of his heart and mind and soul that the way to peace and brotherhood is through nonviolence, love, and suffering. He was severely criticized for his opposition to the war in Vietnam. It must be said, however, that one could hardly expect a prophet of King's commitment to advocate nonviolence at home and violence in Vietnam. Nonviolence to King was total commitment not only in solving the problems of race in America, but solving the problems of the world. I say to you, if we are going to honor Dr. King's legacy, then we must, by our actions, adhere to the teachings of Mahatma Gandhi when he said, we must be the change we wish to see in the world. We must be the change we wish to see in the world. Keeping Dr. King's legacy alive. We must do that with nonviolence. We must do that with love. We must do that even in suffering. I want to close by saying what Dr. Benjamin E. Mays said during his eulogy of Dr. Martin Luther King. And I quote, I close by saying to you what Martin Luther King Jr. believed. If physical death was the price he had to pay to rid America of prejudice and injustice, nothing could be more redemptive. And to paraphrase the immortal John Fitzgerald Kennedy, permit me to say that Martin Luther King Jr.'s unfinished work on earth must truly become ours. The legacy of a king. The legacy of a king must live. Thank you.